These old buildings, they're beautiful, but they're so hard to get into for me.
Phoebe Bubendorfer rolls her wheelchair toward the main entrance of the Polk County Courthouse.
There might be a sign on the door that tells us where to go.
She powers the manual chair closer to the entryway using her well-conditioned arms.
I don't see any sign that tells where a person in a wheelchair could get in.
She's faced with 8 tall steps and no ramp. So she sets out to find a door she can enter.
Oh, look it. Here's a sign. Handicapped access located on the west side of the courthouse. Is this the west side?
The location of the sign puzzles her.
Why would you need it here if you're already on the west side? You need it out in front, right?
From here, access is easy. A ramp leads to the door. It opens automatically for Bubendorfer. The courthouse has met the requirements of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Officials have made affordable, easily accomplishable efforts to retrofit the circa 1906 building for disabled visitors. One of the chief authors of the ADA says that's all that's expected from structures built before the law took effect 2 decades ago. U.S. Senator Tom Harkin says the demands are stricter for newer buildings.
Every building built in America since the mid-90s has been fully accessible. It's universal design, widened doors, automatic doors, bigger bathrooms, elevators that are accessible.
Overall, Harkin says, the ADA has meant a richer life for people with disabilities. He says they can more readily dine out, attend concerts, board buses, and live independently.
It's made us a more fair and just and, I think, more inclusive society.
Harkin says the ADA, for the most part, is working the way he imagined. But at the Polk County Courthouse, Bubendorfer continues to find blockades. She's disappointed in the restroom marked handicapped accessible.
That was not a good experience. I have a smaller wheelchair, and it was very tight to get into the stall, but once I got in, I couldn't get the door shut.
She says the true sign of a well-thought-out, accessible restroom is when the stall door hook is low enough for a woman in a wheelchair to hang her purse. Bubendorfer has used a chair for 12 years. She has what's commonly called brittle bone disease. She can stand, but no longer walk. It forces her to depend on expensive cab rides or friends to motor about town.
I'm very independent, and I don't like to ask for help. And it took me a long time to get to the point where I did feel comfortable asking for help. But I do now.
She says it's easier traveling the streets of Des Moines in a wheelchair than it was 10 years ago. The city, she says, makes sure there are cutouts in each new sidewalk curb. She heaps praise on one of her favorite spots in town. She loves the design of the newly renovated Franklin Avenue Library.
I'm going to return some books, and I see they've made it very, very easy for anyone, wheelchair users and non-wheelchair users, because the book return is low on the wall.
The counters are lower. Even the bookshelves are lower. But she wants to search the library's online card catalog, and the only computers she sees are difficult for her to use.
It's not angled right for me. I'm going to try to find one that's lower down. I'm looking for a library computer that is lower down than the ones I see on the stand.
For searching the catalog? There is one in here.
She's led into another room where a couple of computers are on desktops for easy viewing. This mollifies her concerns. But another minor issue surfaces in the restroom.
The only thing that was a little bit hard were the soap dispensers are way back on the wall, so I couldn't use the soap dispenser.
But she notes the stall door hook in the women's restroom is properly placed down low. She gives high marks to the library for accessibility.
This is a really nice, well-planned library. I love it.
The Des Moines offices of Iowa Public Radio did not score as well. It started with the absence of a handicapped parking space, which put her in a difficult position at the bottom of a parking lot.
It is quite pretty steep here, so you'd either have to have someone to help or good upper body strength to get up this hill.
After the climb, she's confronted with 2 heavy doors.
Okay. Hang on just a minute. I'll get it. Where's your button to push?
Once inside, conditions improve. There's room to roll, and the restroom is spacious. She issues a grade of B for the office design, denying an A because of the front doors. She says it's often the little things building planners don't consider when thinking about the disabled. The ramp that may be constructed at too steep an angle, the small lip in a doorway that becomes giant for a person in a chair, the grocery store scanner that's too high to read.
You know what I think is that every architect ought to spend at least a month in a wheelchair going places.
Now Bubendorfer is facing the toughest time of the year. She says Iowa winters are especially rough on wheelchair users. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.